F.W. Murnau. Controversial and eccentric German director, one of the most important filmmakers in the history of cinema, around which proliferate the legends on the fantastic side of his filmography and his controversial death. His name, undoubtedly, is linked to his famous film Nosferatu, Eine Symphonie des Grauens, 1922, a masterpiece of terror and one of the summits of cinema in the Weimar Republic. Murnau got this film to be acclaimed as a great director, despite the controversy over copyright with the widow of Bram Stoker, author of the novel Dracula. The controversy in this regard generated a black legend about the film, which already had several controversial elements, from the hallucinating performance of Max Schreck to the occult symbols included by Murnau in his various passages. In fact, the person in charge of the decorations was Albin Grau, a member of the Order of the Eastern Templars, a secret society of esoteric character. It was even said that the actor Max Schreck, who plays the vampire, was a true being of the night, who asked, in exchange for his interpretive work, to receive as payment the body of the main actress. During filming, there were also certain disappearances of people from the team, all of which have made rivers of ink that have fanned the legend that it is really a cursed movie. Murnau also took his first steps in Hollywood, where he just directed another masterpiece, Sunrise, 1928, winner of 3 Academy Oscars, a film that revolutionized American cinema and came to change the career of a filmmaker as acclaimed as John Ford. Despite his success in the American film industry, Murnau found it difficult to integrate into this peculiar world. Murnau died in a controversial car accident. His funeral was attended by only 11 people, including Greta Garbo. Of his 22 films, unfortunately, less than half have been preserved. F.W. Murnau continues to generate interest today, and recently his tomb has been desecrated by someone trying to steal his skull and use it in some kind of satanic ritual. In our version, we approach the figure of this great director, and with all due respect, we present him as a crazy, nervous, and insecure genius. He just signed a contract to work on his first film in Hollywood, with which he would win 3 Oscars of the Academy, and that makes him restless and anxious to live a new experience in a place so far from his native Germany. Murnau is not willing to satisfy the incredible economic amount he must pay for Dracula's rights, nor does he want to destroy the copies of his film Nosferatu, much less the original. It is, then, a director who owes his art and that meets the maxim of everything for the cinema, with the cinema, and for the cinema. The least expected is to receive the visit of an enigmatic lady who claims to be an actress and is willing to audition to participate in his next film. Murnau, nervous about his trip, auditions her quickly, not wanting to waste time as he has just packed and is about to leave for the United States.